Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. The time is 5 o'clock p.m., time for your latest update and your briefing on Tropical Storm Ada. The wind's still 50 miles an hour, southwest motion 16 miles an hour, and we're about 140 miles west-southwest of Dry Tortugas. Let's start off with the satellite here. You can see where the center, that's where the center of Ada is, so traveled across the Keys in South Florida and now turning towards the southwest here. So you can see a couple things with this satellite. This is a moist area. That's a lot of moisture associated with Ada, more of a tropical environment. But this large red area here, that's dry air. So if you think about this, it's battling dry air. There's some shear. It's just a hostile environment out in the Gulf of Mexico, especially you start getting into that extended forecast. So we're going to see that with time. But if you notice, most of the heaviest rain has moved off into the Gulf of Mexico. However, there's some areas that we're still getting some showers and thunderstorms. There's some areas like in Broward County, start looking at Miami-Dade, West Palm Beach, some of these areas getting some heavy rainfall. That's already got heavy rain. So you can see some of this. That's Broward County right there. And look at the rainfall. So, you know, when these systems go through, it leaves a tropical environment and you start seeing some of this tropics. You can see the flow and some of these showers and thunderstorms over those same areas that have already had so much rain. And if you look at how much rain, a staggering amount of rain. I just showed you the showers on the radar and this area here in red, over 10 inches of rain. And the browns here, I mean, that's just 12 to 15, 16 inches of rain. And there's some spots in here in Broward County that got over 16 inches of rain. So those showers are not helping this situation. So let's get the latest forecast. What's going to happen next with Ada? With time, over Tuesday, not moving very much. So moving to the southwest and eventually stalling out, losing those steering currents. And at some point, feeling a little tug to the north, a little low pressure, a trough of low pressure, pulling this to the north. So now we have a tropical storm out of the Gulf of Mexico moving north. But remember, we looked at that satellite. You know, shear, dry air, it's going to be battling that with time. We'll see what happens, okay? So there could be some showers, could be some elevated tides with this. But with time, we do expect the storm to become a depression before making landfall. But that's pretty far out in the forecast. We're going to have to keep an eye on it and watch it with time. Some of the impacts we talked about, we looked at that radar, we talked about that precipitation. This is the bulk of that rainfall associated with this storm is going to be offshore out in the Gulf of Mexico. But at the same time, we do have some rainfall. You start looking at these green areas here, 1 to 2 inches of rain. We're talking Fort Myers, back towards Miami, but especially in these areas, even the Keys can see some of these heavier rainfall amounts. They're closer to 2 to 4 inches of rain because they're closer to the storm. But these areas that were hard hit, Broward County over to Miami-Dade, can also get 1 to 2 additional inches because it's just a tropical atmosphere and that rain could come down pretty quick and that can make for more problems associated with the rainfall and flooding in some of these areas. So Tropical Storm Ada, 50 mile an hour winds. We're going to continue to watch for all the latest in the extended forecast and the short term from right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.